Investment advisory services offered by Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is a franchisee of the Retirement Income Store. The Retirement Income Store and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
It's the weekend again, and that means it's time for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Thanks for joining us today. Topic of today's show is how to invest in uncertain times. 2023 is going to bring some uncertain times, and it's got some people kind of concerned about there. So to give you a quick idea, and I mentioned this in some prior shows, and that there's a lot of people out there, a lot of respected people out there, that are talking about 2023 being very uncertain. Alan Greenspan, he was, in my opinion, one of the best Fed chairmen we've had in history, and he was actually quoted as saying, and I quote, "A recession does appear to be the most likely outcome at this time. While the last 2 months' inflation reports did show declaration in a rate of decrease in prices, it's almost certain that we're going to head into a recession." And that was just here a few weeks ago. So in fact, on January 23rd of this year, Vanguard released its annual investment and economic forecast for 2023. This was followed by an Investor's Business Daily article 2 days later on January 25th titled, "Vanguard Predicts Stock Returns, You're Not Gonna Like Them." In the article on the Vanguard, forecasts were, "Future asset returns aren't likely what investors are hoping for." So they just released those 10-year forecasts from Vanguard, and it reveals the firm's views on 18 major asset classes. So from stocks to real estate to bonds to cash to international, some of the returns are downright disappointing as they fall well short of historical averages. So since we discuss retirement income each week on the show, and we hold that there is no retirement without income, a shocking revelation is that Vanguard thinks U.S. aggregate bonds will return anywhere between 4.1% and 5.1% annually. If that's right, it means you'll very possibly make more on a basket of government bonds and corporate bonds than you would on growth stocks in the S&P 500 over the next 10 years. You see, Vanguard said that they expect U.S. stocks to return between 4.7% and 6.7% annually over the next 10 years. Also, if you're willing to take on more credit default risk, you can actually make more than in U.S. stocks. Vanguard thinks U.S. high-yield corporate bonds are going to return 6.6 to 7.6 return annually over the next 10 years. And that's more than their U.S. growth stock expected growth. So the scariest prediction of them all? From Vanguard, U.S. stocks will rise just 4.7% to 6.7% annually over the next 10 years. And that's just a fraction of the S&P 500's annualized 9.3% since 1928. So much of Vanguard's dour forecast, it stems from its near certainty of a recession arriving in 2023. Vanguard assigns, and I quote, "a 90% probability of a U.S. recession in 2023 and view a path to a soft landing as exceptionally narrow." Another item out there, there's a news article written in December of this past 2022 titled, "The U.S. Economy is Headed for a Recession in 2023, the Majority of Economists Say." So if you find yourself as a retiree or a pre-retiree kind of looking at a recession down the pipeline, you just went through a year where the market was down around 20% in the S&P 500, you're thinking we're going to have a double dose of this, and what do you do? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. I'm going to talk to you about a lot of different things that you can do to defend yourself shore up your portfolio, basically tie up some loose ends on the financial end. And we're going to talk about that, and I'm excited about today's show. Now, I want to give you a little teaser right up front here. We've developed a new portfolio, a portfolio that, in my opinion, I'm probably more excited about than I have been any other portfolio in a very long time. So I'm going to give you some teaser tips, and we'll talk about it a little bit later in the show. How would you like to have a portfolio that when the market goes up in any given year, you earn a percentage of that up, maybe up to 10 or 12%, but when it drops, you don't lose anything. Heads you win, tails you tie. Or what about a part of the portfolio that maybe could earn you 4 or 5% interest and dividend income stream independent of the stock market going up or down or if the Fed's raising or lowering rates? What if you had a portfolio that could do both? Half participated in some of the upside of the market, but you didn't risk any losses, and the other half got you 4 to 5% yield, rain or shine. That's what we call an all-weather portfolio. So in these uncertain times with a recession on the horizon, stock market volatility all around us, inflation still high, we need some certainty in our portfolio in what has come to be a very uncertain world. So if you'd like to discuss this all-weather portfolio, just set up a 15-minute strategy call and we'll discuss if it's right for you. But I'm pretty darn excited about it. Honestly, I don't have a crystal ball, but I think the market in the first half of this year, despite recent strength, is probably going to pull back and be heading down for a little bit. So when the Fed, Jerome Powell, backs off raising interest rates, I think we're going to see it come back. But I think it's going to go down far enough by that time when it comes back that there's a solid possibility that by the end of the year, we'll still wind up with a gain. Probably not a very big one because we'll be making up for some of those early losses. And if we listen to Vanguard's forecast that I mentioned earlier, it could be tough sledding, not just this year, but over the next decade. So I don't know about you, but I think that could be a potential advantage for many pre-retirees and retirees if you're positioned correctly. Now, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I've put together what I like to call a retirement success toolkit. A retirement success toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the retirement success toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call. We'll send it out to you no cost, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or you can go to crystallaketax.com and request it. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll actually mail it out at our expense and get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands today. Touch base with us anytime. I think you're going to find it very, very helpful. So you're tuned into the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about how to invest in uncertain times. I talked a little bit about our recent creation of a new portfolio that basically can link to some of the upside of the market, but not minimize any potential drawdown. And the other part of the portfolio that can just basically get you cash flow 4 or 5% independent of what's going on with interest rates and markets and things. So it's definitely something you want to take a look at. So here are some facts. The facts are since 1929, we've had 26 bear markets. Stocks have lost on average of 36% on average in each bear market. Stocks have gained 114% on average in each bull market. And the point of all this is history has shown over the long term, investing in the market can be an effective way to grow your money. However, markets can get rocky, and you may be tempted to take action. And here's the thing. It's two guarantees that we have with the market. I guarantee you the market's going to go up, and the market's going to go down. And there's a probability that during that long downturn, that it's going to take 6 to 7 years for it to go back from one high point to the next. It's not a matter of whether or not the market's going to do that. It's just like the sun rising and the sun setting. That's what the market does. What's changing is not the market. It's you that are changing. You are getting older. Your time frames. And I hate to break the news to you. It's happening to all of us, all at the same rate. Your time frames are getting shorter. So as your time frames get shorter, that's the $64,000 question, is do you want to put up with that? Do you want to put up with 3 or 5 years out from retirement? I mean, is this something you worked 30, 40 years for to put up with in your life? And as many people say, no, I'd like to have some safety in my portfolio. I'd like to have some income in my portfolio. Like I said, that's what we're talking about today. And as people get closer and closer to retirement, or they're already in retirement, one of the things that they forget is what got you here. Growth. It won't necessarily keep you here because a primary fact is changing. You're changing from the point of putting money in to the point of needing to take money out. Right? You're going from accumulating to distributing. So in other words, you're needing income replacement because your job's about to stop or it's already stopped. Now, Social Security is going to make up some of that. Maybe a pension will make some of that if you have one. But most people don't have pensions. And for most people, Social Security is not enough. So it's all about income and fixed income. Now, if you want to know more about fixed income, how you can get more safety in your portfolio, how you can protect yourself in uncertain times, I'd invite you to ask for our Retirement Success Toolkit. Now, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I put together what I like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. The Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get the Retirement Success Toolkit? It could be yours free of charge. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Just ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage for it. If you want to know how you can get fixed income and more safety in your portfolio, that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about right here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about. Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Right now, for the first five callers, we'll send you a free, custom-designed, animated video retirement kit to help you plan for the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. These custom video kits are loaded with cutting-edge retirement technology custom-designed to your specific areas of need. There's nothing else like them. So call right now to receive your very own custom-designed animated video retirement kit.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Your radio is set for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and today we're talking about how to invest in uncertain times. So I promised you I'd talk about the importance of fixed income. Well, think about it here. If you've got a portfolio of $1 million, let's say $40,000 a year coming out of that million. So I want to give you an example here. Let's say you sit down with me or one of our qualified advisors, and we determine the first step in any retirement portfolio. You don't want to know what step one is. How much income do you need? We determine that you need $80,000. So I'm just winging a number out there. Everybody's going to be different. But let's just say that you needed $80,000. And we also determine your Social Security is going to kick in about $40,000 of that $80,000. So you've got a gap, an income gap of about $40,000. Well, we got to get $40,000 a year out of that portfolio. Now, there's a couple ways you could do it. You could do it by just start pulling $40,000 a year, which is 4%, obviously, of that portfolio. And you can do that, like many advisors tell you to. And that's just hang in there, hope the market comes back, invest it in the S&P 500. Now, I got to remind you what we're talking about. A person 3 to 5 years out from retirement or in retirement. You're pulling out $40,000 a year. And if you look at a year like last year when the market's down 20, 22%, which is what happened in 2022, and now you're effectively down about 26% because you lost 22 in the investments and you took out another 4, you've just lost 1/4 of your entire portfolio gone in 1 year. Now, let's say you're 65. You probably got another 25 or 30 years left ahead of you. And I don't know, but 1/4 of your portfolio is gone in 1 year. How many more times can you afford to have that happen? Now, I've got news for you, not too many. How would you like to have a portfolio that instead is more like rental house? Let's talk about a rental house worth $200,000, right? The rent on it's 10 grand a year. That's about a 5% return, right? Pretty good rent. Should probably be 20,000, but according to our clients, you know, let's just start with $10,000 a year. And let's say the value of the house goes down. Real estate prices drop. It goes down from $200,000 to $150,000. Now, does that rent check change? No. You're still getting the $10,000 a year because they're still paying the rent. It's a contractual agreement. It's a lease. It could be there 3 to 5 years long. The income stays the same, even if the asset declined. The point is, it's all about the income because you see, that's what you need. When going back to that example now of needing $80,000 a year, You got $1 million. You need $40,000 extra to fill that income gap. Well, why not have a portfolio that generates $40,000 a year just from interest and dividends alone? So if the value of that portfolio goes from $1 million down to $900,000 or $800,000, right, it drops 10, 20%, or even if it goes up to $1.1 million, you don't need to be cutting into the principal because all you're doing is eating the eggs, not the chickens, right? You're just taking the interest and dividends. You're spending the cash flow, the 4 or 5% off the portfolio. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, that's what we do. We show people how to create income and safety in their portfolios. And coming off a year like 2022, after we had almost a 12-year bull run, everybody kind of forgot that markets go up and down. But what you need is now that you're in retirement or within 5 years of retirement, what you actually need is an income plan. You need to know where your income's coming from in good markets and bad. So face it, it's what you need in retirement. In retirement, income is the outcome. So you're asking yourself, okay, Mike, I agree with you, but how do I do that? Right? Everybody's always been talking to me about growth. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. And as always, with this being a show where in retirement, income's the outcome, I put together a retirement success toolkit. If you are considering making some changes in your portfolio, you want to prepare for a recession, maybe you need income off your portfolio in the near term, I would strongly advise before you make any of these changes, inquire for our Retirement Success Toolkit. Free of charge, a Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So if the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge, simply by giving us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even mail it to you at our expense to get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands today. I think you're going to find it very helpful. How do you get it? Ask for it. The Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822. So you're tuned into the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Now, today we're talking about income, specifically income in retirement. We're talking about safety in a portfolio. We're talking about investing in uncertain times, and we're talking about options that you can take in order to protect your portfolio. Because like we said earlier in the show, there's lots of talking heads, including Vanguard, that are very, very respected, talking about 2023 being a recession, all the way from Alan Greenspan, the well-respected Fed chairman, the ex-chairman, to any market economist now is talking about that. How do you protect yourself? Well, you could do like many, many people do, or many advisors do, and keep everything in the market. Just go for broke and hang in there. It'll come back. Have you ever heard that before? And folks, it eventually will. And I'll tell you, if you're invested in the S&P 500, you don't have to worry about the S&P 500 going broke. It's time in the market, not timing the market. That's what all the brokers will tell you, right? And that used to be a saying in my old broker dealer I was with, and I would agree with that. But here's the problem with that theory. You want me to tell it to you? You don't have enough time. So if you're 62, 72 years old, you go through a six-year downturn, right, where the market tanks, you lose 20, 30, 40, 50% like we have multiple times in the last couple decades, it might take you 4 to 6 years just to get back even. Now you're 68, you're 78. I don't know about you, but I really don't want to go through the stress of watching that take place, especially if I need income off my portfolio. And that's why every week and in my practice, I say it's always about the income in retirement. Well, you think to yourself, well, why don't advisors talk about this today? Because many of them don't know what to do outside of just throwing the money in the market for growth. That's all they've been taught. Most brokers out there were basically educated in the 90s, right? When most of these advisors got into business, that was the best upturn, the best bull market. They don't know what else to do. It's the way our industry's gone. It's so much easier just to throw in a bunch of exchange-traded funds and mutual funds than it is to go out and start finding individual holdings. Many analysts don't even analyze anything outside of mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. So you start getting into bond analysis, real estate investment trusts, preferred stocks, and it's like the old saying goes, most of you probably remember the movie Wall Street. The second one was Money Never Sleeps, where Michael Douglas said, quote, most advisors don't know the difference between a preferred stock and livestock. And I would tell you that this is very accurate. Don't take my word for it. Your next review with your advisor, ask him to explain how a preferred stock works. So it's called a preferred stock. Do it. You'll find I'm telling the truth. I don't care if your advisor's been an advisor for 10 years or 30 years. They just don't know fixed income. They turned to these market cheerleaders, and that's all they knew is, hang in there, don't worry about it, time in the market, it'll come back. And it's a fail-safe piece of advice. It's an advice you can always give, and you're kind of right all the time. Kind of like don't run with scissors, right? Or look both ways before you cross the street. But I can guarantee if you're in cardiac arrest and you're dealing with a cardiologist that's working on you and something pops and you're starting to bleed out, you're going to want that nurse to run in with the scissors, right? I guarantee you. So some of these things just don't work in the real world. If you want to know more, you want to get a real extreme detail, I suggest to you, should I say it's your portfolio? I mean, I'd love to give something to you, but I can't just give it to you. You got to tell us where to send it. And that is our Retirement Success Toolkit. Sure, it's free of charge. Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge simply by calling 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We're even covering the postage. Just ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822. So what are you investing in? What do you actually buy? How do you make it work? Well, that's actually what we're going to be talking about here in a minute. So where do you go? Well, there's several different areas. One we've talked about many, many times, we've actually have entire shows on it, is bonds versus bond funds. So right now is the single worst time to have a bond fund in your portfolio. You thought it was last year. In all honesty, it's probably this year. So you're going to review and your advisor says, you're right, we need to get some money out of the market. So he puts it in bond funds. Bad move, bad move. Right now is the best time to be owning individual bonds. Rates are up. The Fed's raised rates aggressively the past 12 months. Very, very good time to be a buyer of bonds. Bonds pay fixed income. Bonds have maturity dates. Individual bond funds do not. It's as simple as that. So if you're looking for a different degree of safety in your fixed income, you buy the individual bonds because you know the credit quality of the company that you can monitor. You know the maturity date, when you're going to get your money back, assuming there's no default. You understand the interest rate that you're going to get. You understand the face value that, independent of if the price of the bond is up or down, at some point you're earning interest on the face value. And when it matures, you get the face value back. So why do advisors invest in bond funds instead of individual bonds? They don't know how to do the analysis. They don't want to do the analysis. It's expensive to do the analysis. So we talked a little bit earlier about preferred stock. What the heck is a preferred stock? Well, let me tell you what a preferred stock is. There's things that they call common stock. That's when you buy when you want growth. Then there is a preferred stock, which pays fixed income or set interest rate. And then, of course, you got things like bonds, which are debt instruments. And there's these companies issue those bonds. So not all companies issue them. But preferred stock basically will pay a fixed income, and it's usually from an investment-grade company. So here's a good analogy. If I were ever to have to explain a preferred stock, kind of in layman's terms, easy to understand, if it looks like a bond, smells like a bond, acts like a bond, but technically it's a stock for accounting purposes, then it's a preferred stock. That's the best explanation I can possibly think of. Most of them are going to pay you 6-7% as a yield, and they're from good credit quality companies. So as we talked about, fixed income is what you need when the portfolio is going down. So as a matter of fact, fixed income, if you're getting $40,000, $50,000 a year out of a $1 million portfolio, and the $1 million portfolio on your statement goes down to $900,000, if you're in the right type of fixed income, you're still getting that same $40,000-$50,000 a year in income because it's coming from interest and dividends based on what you originally invested it at, not what today's value is. In my book, Purpose-Based Investing, my first book from 5 years ago, we call that Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens. So I got to be honest with you. If your portfolio goes from $1 million to $900,000, but you're still getting the $50,000 a year of income, and you're not touching any of the principal, it's just down in paper value, you don't care because you got the $50,000. And when everything turns around, you own the same portfolio that will appreciate in the future. So the concern you got is just knowing that you're not cutting into your principal. And that's how the money lasts as long as you do. So one of the things I've been talking about during today's show is a new portfolio that we came out with, and one that's buffered to the downside part. You know, because there's so many things and so many people from the radio show that we talked to in 2022 that were saying, hey, if things come back, then I'm going to make some changes. Well, folks, in January here, things have come back a little bit, right? So the best time to make some changes is before the horse leaves the barn, right? You don't want to close the door after the fact. So now that we've got a little bit of strength, but we're heading maybe towards a recession, towards some weakness, now might be a time to actually take a look and say, how do I rebalance where I still have potential double-digit upside, or I can get consistent income off my portfolio independent of what the next 6, 12, 24 months have in store for us. So I'm going to give you a little teaser right up front here. Because of compliance reasons, we can't go into detail, but we developed a new portfolio that, in my opinion, I'm pretty excited about. It's one where the market goes up, you can earn a return of 8, 10, 12%, but when it drops, you don't lose anything. No principal risk on that one. Heads you win, tails you tie, as we like to say. Or if you need income, what if you had a portfolio that could send you about a 4 or 5% income stream just in interest rates or dividends, independent if the market goes up or down or if the Fed's raising or lowering rates? What if you had a portfolio that could do both? Half of it was linked to the market without the losses, and the other half just got you consistent cash flow of 4 or 5%, rain or shine. That's what we call our all-weather portfolio. In these uncertain times with recession on the horizon, stock market volatility all around us, inflation still high, we need certainty in our portfolio in what has become a very uncertain world. If you'd like to discuss that all-weather portfolio, just set up a 15-minute strategy call and we'll let you know if it's right for you. But if you want to get more information on topics like we're talking about today, just a lot of more information, a little bit more detail, kind of roll your sleeves up and really get into the weeds a little bit, I'd invite you to reach out and ask for our Retirement Success Toolkit. The Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of the book that was just published in August, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper that is great called Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge, but you got to raise your hand, let us know you want it. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. I'll even cover the postage. Just ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit. We'll get that in your hands today. 866-316-0822. So words, in my opinion, to live by. One is, I'm not the type of person that thinks I can do everything. Recently commented on a Facebook post that said to somebody that I'm not a maintenance guy, right? See those videos pop up about how you can change your own oil and repair your own car and that. Popping a hood on the car is probably the extent of my ability to do maintenance on a car. I don't do it. Now, I can do other things really, really well, but that's not one of them. And that's the same thing I would invite you to do. Don't go it alone. Hey, if you want a second opinion, that's what we're here for. And I've seen so many people call us, come in the office, and they got enough assets to retire. They got enough assets to generate the income they need in retirement, and they're still risking it all because that's what their advisor's telling them to do. And I'd leave you with this quote from Warren Buffett. Don't risk something you have for something you don't need. And I'm going to repeat that. Don't risk something you have for something you don't need. In other words, if you've got enough, that if you could pull out 4 or 5% a year out of the portfolio, combine that with Social Security, you got enough income to do everything you want to, there's no reason you should have 70, 80% of your money in the market. When we know we're going into a recession, when we know there's more uncertainty ahead, and that the markets have already gotten ahead of themselves. So are you concerned about 2023, the upcoming recession? Are you concerned and kind of thinking, I want to get my money on the sidelines and wait to see what bears out? Well, if that sounds like you, we've got a show with you in mind. Coming up next, how to invest in a recession.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Chances are your company-sponsored 401k plan is your single largest investment. But how much do you really know about how yours works? Do you know that if you're 59 and a half or older, you can take control of managing your 401k and roll it into an IRA with more choices? Call Crystal Lake Tax and Financial at 866-316-0822 to learn more. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we create plans and strategies to help people manage their 401k assets. Because when you transition from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase of your life, it takes a whole different strategy to protect what you've worked so hard for. Your 401k plan helped you get to retirement. Now let Crystal Lake Tax and Financial help you get through retirement. Call 866-316-0822 to schedule a free 401k review or go online to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Today, we're talking about how to invest in a recession. How to invest in a recession. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. So why am I talking about that? Because we're almost certainly headed into a recession, if we're not already in one. So technically, we're probably in one. It's just all how you measure it. And I guess if you don't like the fact that you're in a recession, you just change how you measure a recession, right? And then you're no longer in a recession. Happened last year. Well, that can only work for so long. And I think as we're getting our eyes on earnings reports over the first quarter here, we're going to see things that aren't really looking great at a lot of companies. We're already seeing a bunch of tech layoffs. We're already seeing a lot of slow downs in manufacturing. So the market's going to probably continue to kind of edge lower as we get a little bit later in the first quarter. And you're probably wondering how I'm so certain of this. Well, yeah, there's several things going on right now. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world right now. First of all, we all know the Fed's going to continue to raise interest rates in February and March. So as a matter of fact, the forecast, if you want my personal forecast, we think Jerome Powell's going to probably raise rates another two times, somewhere between a quarter to half point, more likely a quarter point in February and March, then probably another maybe a quarter after that. We see inflation starting to turn, so that should allow them to start backing off the pace by the middle of the year. So stock prices are going to continue to drift lower. The economy is going to continue to get slowed, and that's actually the goal of why they've been raising interest rates. It sounds counterintuitive, but that's actually the goal. And as I said, all eyes are going to be on earnings reports of the companies. Now, that's that. So if you're retired or getting close to retirement, and 2022 beat you up, and you're wondering, is 2023 going to be more of the same? Should I go to cash? What should I do? That's what today's show's about. And I've also got an overriding theme I want to talk about. I almost titled this show Bonds versus Bond Funds, but this is more than just about bonds. It's about fixed income in general. And I guess if I had to say the overriding theme of the show, it would be how to invest in a recession, but how to get on the right side of a raising interest rate environment. See, we were used to, for over a decade, of zero to no interest rates, right? And now we're in a new time frame. So let's get this thought right out in front. If you're listening today and you think the Fed's going to raise interest rates just to take them back down to zero again, you're kidding yourself. This is a good term, a term we've gotten used to. We don't like it, but it's here. We're in a new normal. We're definitely, definitely in a new normal. Interest rates are not going back to zero. They may come down end of the year, going into next year, but they're not going back to zero. So we're no longer in a low interest rate environment. Now, how does that play into what we're talking about today? Well, if you're 3 to 5 years out from retirement or you're already in retirement and you're thinking, I don't want to see another 20% down like the S&P 500 was in 2022, what should I move to? Well, you got options. It's an interesting thing. People are starting to pick their own options. We're getting more calls on CDs and brokered CDs than we ever have before. But if you go to your advisor, he or she's probably not going to suggest a CD. This is the time of year that you'll probably be doing your annual review. Why? Why won't they tell you CDs? Because they can't charge you a management fee on a CD, right? I'm not saying CDs are bad. They're up at the 4% range right now. But what they're typically going to suggest are bond funds. Why? Because they can get paid on bond funds. And that's what I want to kind of talk about. The single worst time to be in bond funds is right now. Good time to be in individual bonds, but not bond funds. And you're thinking, now, wait a minute. Isn't that the same thing? No, it's not. And we're going to talk about that. But I didn't want to title the show Bonds versus Bond Funds because we're talking about fixed income in general. Remember, in retirement, income is the outcome. Now, I've put together several things in what we're calling our Retirement Success Toolkit. You ready? This is more than one thing because I think you need more than one thing. But I think it's a kit that you're going to find extremely helpful. A Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my most recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. So to get the Retirement Success Toolkit, it can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll actually send it out to you at our expense because we want to get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands today. Give us a call. We'll get it. I bet you can use all three of these items. Some people are like, man, this guy's crazy. Why would he give it away for free? It's got to be some catches, gotchas, so forth. No catches, no gotchas. If you want to get that Retirement Success Toolkit, give us a call. 866-316-0822, and we'll send that out to you, an actual box with all the stuff in it. So that's going to be very, very good for you. I'm sure you're going to get some great information out of that. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and today we're talking about how to recession-proof your investments, how to invest in a recessionary market. So let's talk about fixed income. A retiree or somebody approaching retirement should be looking to allocate income in retirement. And I want to give you an example. When I see people and they call me and they want to come in for a free review or a free hour, kind of pick my brain, or even just do our 15-minute strategy call, and I know they're from, and this is probably a good example, let's say the public schools. I know they're a school teacher. They've been a school teacher for 30 years, and they're invested in the TRS retirement. It's a pretty great pension for them. Forget about how it's funded. Either way, as long as they get it, it's a great one. So a school teacher can retire after around 30 years on pretty much more than they were making as a school teacher. And I've seen it many, many times. We have a lot of teachers, clients. It's a very interesting thing. Now, another little example, a person who called me has been in the military for 30 years, and they got a pension coming. And then they were also an administrator in the school district. And all these are examples of pensions that still exist, and they're pretty darn good pensions, too. There's only two companies that I know of that you can go to work for starting today in 2023 and still get a good pension. That's in the Chicago area, AbbVie and Motorola. But outside of that, pensions really just don't exist out there. So when somebody calls me in that scenario, I can almost tell you they don't have a lot of money saved for retirement. And you think, well, how can you be so stereotypical, Mike? Because I've seen it time and time again. You got to think, why do you save money for retirement? So you have this big old nest egg that you'll never spend, so you have to take required minimum distributions out of. No, you save money for retirement so you can convert it into income in retirement. Well, if you don't need income in retirement, and I'll give you for instance, if Social Security wrote you a letter and said, hey, we're going to quadruple your Social Security check, we're feeling pretty generous. You wouldn't need to save for retirement, right? But it's all about the retirement income. And I see time and time again when people have pensions. Another little example, let's take a $1 million portfolio. You got $1 million and that $1 million could pay you 30 grand a year. But you need 70,000 to retire on. So Social Security is going to give you 30, and we just came up with 70,000 because that's your budget. Now you need another $40,000. But this portfolio is only going to produce 30,000. Well, that's not enough. Or what if we gave you option B? You could have a $500,000 portfolio, but it would pay you $50,000 a year. Which would you take? Well, you'd want the one that guarantees you $50,000 a year. Even though it's half the principal, you want one of the things that's going to cover all of your expenses in retirement. Now, a little disclosure here. I use the example, hey, you can't get 10% off of your $500,000 portfolio consistently. I was just giving the example that it's not about the lump sum amount. It's about how much income you can get off your portfolio in retirement. So, folks, we've mentioned it several times in here, because we're launching it this year, is called our Retirement Success Toolkit. There is more than one thing in it because I think you need more than one thing. Retirement can get complicated, but I think it's a kit that you're going to find helpful. The Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement, and 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So if the Retirement Success Toolkit is something you can use to get more clarity and certainty around your own retirement, it can be yours free of charge. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. We'll make sure we get that out to you. Now, here in a minute, I'm going to talk to you about how to get on the right side of the rising interest rate environment and what to do if you're going to go back to your advisor and you're saying, we're certainly in a down market. Why are you not reallocating? And he or she's saying, hang in there. It's time in the market. It's going to come back. I'm going to talk to you about that here in a minute. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And we're talking about recession-proofing your retirement. We're talking about the recession-proofing your retirement. So I promise you that we'd be talking about getting on the right side of rising interest rates. Right now in the first quarter of 2023, if you are 3 to 5 years out from retirement or you're in retirement, you should be looking at converting over towards fixed income investments. So what is fixed income investments? It's something you invest in that'll give you a fixed income, interest and dividends on a consistent basis. Now I don't want to sound like I'm insulting your intelligence here, but let me give you an example of that. We're going to go ahead and talk about bonds versus bond funds right now. Okay, so what is a bond? There are several kinds of bonds. A bond is just a debt instrument, first of all. There's all kinds of bonds. There's I bonds, E bonds. That's good. Those are government bonds. There's treasuries. There's corporate bonds, municipal bonds. So there's a lot of different types of bonds. They are all debt instruments. So companies or institutions are trying to gather money. They're trying to raise money. So they need to borrow money. That's how they do it, by issuing bonds. So let's talk about corporate bonds. Corporates and all bonds, for that matter, have four parts. A par value, also known as a face value, a price, what they're trading at in the market today, interest rate, the yield you're getting, and a maturity date, when you get your money back. So let me repeat that. Par or face value, corporate bonds have a par value of $1,000. So let's just call that a benchmark, right? They're all start out at $1,000. You got to have a par value to know if you're buying it at a premium, meaning paying more than $1,000, or at a discount, are you paying less than that? Obviously, that lends us to the price. So if the price is over $1,000, you're paying a premium. If you're buying it for under $1,000, it's at a discount. It's got a fixed interest rate. Let's call it 5%. You can get that now on a good credit quality bond right now. A 5-year maturity, you can get 5%. At the end of 5 years, you bought that thing for, let's say, at a discount, you bought it for $900. So you're earning 5% on the $1,000. You bought it for $900. So you're actually earning over 5%. And in 5 years when that matures, they're actually going to give you the $1,000 back. So you actually made another 10% in capital appreciation because you bought it at a discount. That's where we're navigating the bond market right now. So you got it for under par. You're getting all the interest off the $1,000. And when it matures, guess what? You get the face value back. Now, here's what I want you to focus on. As the price of that bond changes, so the Fed raises rates more, you bought it for $900, and let's say it goes to $850. Your income stays the same because that income was based on the face value, that par value of $1,000. So you're always earning interest on $1,000, even if on your statement it says it's worth less. So that's how a bond works. Now, you notice I use my little example, the Fed raising rates, bond prices going down. That's one of the sciences of economics 101. And it doesn't really hurt you when you own an individual bond because your income stayed the same. And then assuming that there's no default, the company stays in business, at maturity, you get all your money back. But you're going to your advisor saying, guys, listen, we know the market's going down. What should I be in? And he or she says, bond fund. I'm going to tell you straight up, single worst time to invest in bond funds is right now. And it's one of the reasons why we've got credit analysts. It's one of the reasons why we buy individual bond holdings, individual fixed income security. There's a whole world of things out there that pay fixed income like bonds. I can just most easily explain it that way. So if you're going back to your advisor and he's talking about bond funds, or he's talking, let's not even get out of the market because it'll come back. Hang in there. It'll always come back. Let me clarify. If you're 30 or 40 years old, he's right. Stay in the S&P 500. It'll outpace everything over the next 20 years. But if you're 60, 65, 70, 75, and you're concerned about that, before we go to break here, I put together a little toolkit for you. It's literally called the Retirement Success Toolkit. So if you're 5 years from retirement or you're already retired, if you want to know how to survive these recessionary times, ask for it by name, the Retirement Success Toolkit. Yours free of charge, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. It's got a copy of my recent book in there, The Retirement Success Blueprint. Couple of white papers, one about are you paying too much in taxes, and 11 signs you're working with the wrong financial advisor. We'll get that out to you. We'll cover the postage. You just got to ask for it. Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the Retirement Success Blueprint.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Investing in the stock market these days is like riding a roller coaster. One minute you're moving up slow and steady just the way you like it, and then all of a sudden, your investment portfolio is in a free fall. Up 800 points, down 800 points. It can be very scary. A lot of people no longer gamble with their retirement in the stock market. If you are tired of the ride and want to look at safer options, or would like to learn a better way to grow your money during these times,
call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Thanks for tuning into the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and today we're talking about fixed income. We're talking about surviving as a retiree in this almost certain recessionary time. We talked about bonds and how they work versus bond funds. A lot of different things. Fixed income, preferred stocks, and other things. So corporations will issue common stocks. They will issue preferred stocks, and they will issue bonds. A preferred is different than a common. A common is what you buy for growth. When you buy the S&P 500, it's the equivalent of a common stock. A preferred is more than that. It will pay a fixed income. It's got bond-like features and stock-like features. CD is another type of fixed income, right? And they're paying close to 4% right now. Annuities is another one. And I know nobody likes the word annuity. Anytime you hear the word annuity, it just means there's an insurance company somewhere. You can also get income from dividend-paying common stocks. We have an entire portfolio called Dividend River. All it is dividend blue-chip-paying companies. It has a yield about 4% on average. And you get the growth of the market. Lots of fixed income items out there, but many advisors don't want to go to it because it requires work. They'd rather just check a box and throw in a bunch of funds. It encompasses, or most advisors encompass, what I often refer to as the disease of ease. They want to do what's easier for them, not necessarily what's better for you. And see, if you're in this stock-based S&P 500 fund portfolio, and we're going through this certain downturn, we don't know how downturn this thing's going to go. If you're 30 years old, this does not apply to you. But if you're 55, 65, 70, it certainly does. You're going to start taking income out in the near term, and you're going to start selling depreciated shares. So if you're in a down market and they're already down 20%, and they go down another 20%, you'll now be selling things 40% depreciated from where they were before. Now, if you're about to take a required minimum distribution this year, or you need to take income to supplement your retirement income, then what's going to happen is you're going to start doing something they call reverse dollar cost averaging. Reverse dollar cost averaging works literally in reverse of what got you here, which was dollar cost averaging. In other words, you're selling shares, but you're selling depreciated shares because they're down in value. So if the market takes 20% off your portfolio and you still need 5% income, you got to sell more shares to get the same income. In addition to that, you took 5, the market took 20, you just lost 0.25% of your entire portfolio. How long can you continue to do that? Not very long. And that's a great recipe on how to run out of money before you run out of life. And that's one of the reasons we talk about fixed income on our show. That's why our tagline is, in retirement, income is the outcome. And as I mentioned earlier, there's lots of things out there that pay fixed income, not just one thing. So you don't have to have all your money in an annuity to do this. You don't have to have all your money in bonds to do all this. And as I was talking to you earlier in the show, you go to your advisor, you're a little frustrated, and you said, I want to reallocate, get a little more conservative. Everybody knows the market's heading down. Everybody knows the recession's on the horizon. Heck, Jerome Powell's goal is to get the market down. And you're telling me to stay in the market? So you're 63, 73 years old? And I want to tell you a quick story. I talked to an 83-year-old. Yes, he was 83. It's probably about a month ago. Had about $2 million. This particular large firm, you see their commercials all the time, right? I can't explain who they are, but you'll know who they are. And they had him 90% in the stock market. He told the advisor he wanted out. I couldn't believe it. So you think, why do they keep you in? Because they don't know what to do. All they know are growth strategies. That's all they've been taught. They don't want to deal in these type of fixed income environments. And if they do, they just throw you in a bunch of bad bond funds. But it's really what our industry has turned into. What our industry has turned into is, let me sell you this basket full of funds. Now, I'm not saying funds are bad necessarily. We use some of them in our portfolio, more for the international bonds. But let me charge you 1%, 2% to manage these funds. Pick 8 or 10 of them, put it in your different accounts. And if you look at all your accounts, they almost look all identical, which makes no sense from a tax perspective anyway. You think I'm kidding? That's literally what our industry has turned into. One of the things I tell prospective clients when they come in, I'll see they're paying their advisor 1.5%. And they have a whole portfolio of funds. Well, those funds each have their own internal fees. So you're not just paying 1.5% advisory fee. You're also paying maybe another 0.5% to 1% in fund fees. So your true costs are 2.5%. You just don't happen to see them because nobody reads the prospectus. So what I say is you can buy mutual funds on your own. What value are you getting from paying the advisory fee? So for us, built into the asset management is the advisory fee. So it's not in addition to, It's part of the 1% advisory fee that our firm charges, at least on the first $2 million. It goes down after $2 million. But under $2 million, we charge a 1% advisory fee, but that includes the asset management. So that is your all-in cost, the 1%. We also have a tax practice in-house. We have a CPA and a tax team. We do tax preparation for our clients. We do advanced tax planning for our clients. We have a legal team we work with in-house that does estate planning for our clients. That's what you pay an advisory fee for. Your life's more complicated than just mutual funds. So it requires no work for a broker just to basically check a box. I call it the disease of ease. Throw in a bunch of funds, charge you a fee, and move on to somebody else. But it happens every day. So I just want you to make a smart, educated decision, right? If all you need is investments, we'll go to Vanguard and buy index funds and keep them real cheap. If you need advice, if you need a relationship, if you need hand-holding, work with a fiduciary advisor, whether it's us at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial or someone else that has your best interest at heart, and they're not just charging you a fee. It's ironic, they call it an advisory fee, but they don't provide any advice, right? Because who's really managing the money? All those funds that you're in. So today we talked about a lot of different things. We talked about preferred stocks, corporate bonds, all kinds of fixed income. There's a lot of things out there that do it. And I don't talk about this a lot on the show. We don't talk really about annuities very much, but every once in a while I will. And I'm telling you, right now is not a bad time for some of those things that they call index annuities. And here's why. Here's the secret sauce behind an equity indexed annuity. By the way, if you're listening to this, say, oh boy, he's talking annuities. Well, I don't know, they're worth buying. For instance, if you bought one 3, 4, 5 years ago, the thing is your caps, your growth potential are going to be abysmally low because it was based on where interest rates were 3, 4, 5 years ago. You need to take a look at that. If you want a second opinion on an annuity you bought in the last 3 to 10 years, give us a call. We'll do an annuity analysis for you, let you know if there's a way that either you can make an adjustment if it makes sense to it, if you could limp out of it and not pay any penalties, or at the same time, is there a way you could upgrade it to actually still keep the safety, but provide a better realistic return over time? Because a lot of the caps and things that I've seen on these, there's people only making 2-3%, and they're still stuck in these things for another 5 to 7 years. So some of the newer ones, the ones that means the market goes up 10%, you get 2 or 3%. Market goes up 20%, you get 2 or 3%. Some of the newer ones out there have caps of 8, 10, 12%. So you get the first 10 or 12% of the upside of the market, right? Are they right for you? Who knows? But you want to meet with a fiduciary, do an analysis just to make sure you're not stuck in something for the next 3, 5, 10 years that has no earning potential anyway. So if you want to know how to survive during these recessionary times, get our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's yours free of charge. We put together several things in what we call our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's more than one thing because you need more than one thing. It's a kit. You're going to find it extremely helpful. It's called the Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement, and 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. It's all in that toolkit. How do you get it? Just ask for it. The Retirement Success Toolkit, free of charge. We'll even pay the postage. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. I want to thank you for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you've got questions, we got answers. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call to get them answered. 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.